Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a fantastic show for you tonight, and before we get started, I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of you all out there who are celebrating Thanksgiving. I know that I am, and it's wonderful, 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 wonderful. So I want to go ahead and wish everybody a very happy and prosperous Thanksgiving. I certainly hope that you all are really with the ones that you want to be with and that you're having a great and grand time and that you're remembering what it's all about, you know. And having said that, we're going to be talking tonight about our show that will center around, you know, being grateful. So we're going to be doing that momentarily. We're going to get to tonight's story. We welcome you all to send in your comments. Send them in early so that we can get to them. There's so much going on. Today is a great day. We've launched our weekly mini story series. It went out today, and we're so happy about that. So, you know, we're asking that you all certainly check that out, of course. So we're live at drjessewalker.com. So we're going to ask that you check that out. You can also listen to the show in its entirety 20 minutes after it broadcasts tonight. Just simply go to drjwalker.com and you'll be able to tune in. All right, let me bring my co-host in and give her the shout-out. It's always good to have her. Tonight's topic is, do you spend more time complaining than being grateful and thankful? Do you spend more time complaining? Let's go ahead and bring my co-host in, Ms. Cross. Ms. Cross, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Good evening, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, yes. So, Ms. Cross, let me ask you, why don't you go ahead and do your commercial break, tell our listening audience about you, who you are, what it is that you do, so that they can get that in and contact information, if you would.
All right. Well, guys, I am a master's level social worker. I'm also a certified anger management specialist. I offer services to on an individual basis. So if anyone out there is court ordered or if they just need some guidance with pretty much expressing anger appropriately, I also do work with groups. I work with corporations. I do workshops. So if you guys are interested, you could definitely, and I'm actually running a special, because, you know, we're gearing towards the holidays, and there's different things that trigger anger, so I'm actually offering my listeners a 15% off discounted rate if you mention that you've heard the advertisement. My website is www.yourworthispriceless.com. My telephone number is 954-825-8500. It's also accessible for text messages. So if you want to text me, you can reach out to me that way as well. So I'm looking forward to speaking with you guys.
Okay. Let me ask you, how do you express anger appropriately? I heard you say that.
Well, I have this thing, you know, my main tagline is anger is a real and raw and natural emotion. And I have my first question is usually, is anger, especially when I used to work with the kids, I'm like, is anger a bad thing? And they would kind of give me that sideways look and hesitantly say yes or no. But it's definitely a natural emotion, and it's something that if it's expressed appropriately, it actually can help you to get to that next level. You know, sometimes we have to get angry to make a change happen. So, you know, I tend to try to not mask the anger, but just kind of build on it and help you to learning the effective what we call coping skills or techniques on how to appropriately deal with anger.
Okay, well, that's excellent, excellent. You know, before we go into tonight's story, we try to spend a little extra time. Let me ask you this question. Tonight's topic is, do you spend more time complaining than being grateful and thankful? First of all, do you find that there's a difference between being grateful and thankful, the word grateful and thankful?
Oh, I do tend to kind of put them in the same context. Being grateful and thankful. I think there is a difference now that I'm kind of thinking about it, because being grateful, I think it's kind of appreciating what you have, and being thankful is kind of gearing it towards, well, with me, I thank God for where he's brought me to. I thank God for where he's taking me. I thank God for my lessons. So my thankfulness is usually always geared upwards. Or even if it's to my family or my friends, you know, being grateful is just, I guess, appreciating it. I don't know. It kind of goes hand in hand, but I think it's a little different.
Okay. All right. And I tend to be grateful is also that you, it's sort of like being specific, in my opinion. Grateful, you know, I'm grateful that, I mean, there are some similarities, of course, but grateful. It's like, I'm grateful that, you know, that maybe I had the day off from work. I'm also thankful for that as well. So I think that being grateful, even if you use them synonymously, I think that you're in the right ballpark. So that's what I tend to think as well. So even if you use them interchangeably, then that's fine. There are some specifics for gratefulness, and there are some specifics for thankfulness as well. Let me ask you, do you think that a lot of people spend more time complaining than they do actually being grateful?
Sometimes, because I think that we have a tendency of looking at, not consciously, but unconsciously looking at the negative and what can be better, right? Because I think we're always kind of striving for the next step up or perfection, and we don't tend to appreciate, you know, what it took to get there. We don't tend to appreciate the fact that we prayed for God to give us, for example, you know, okay, God, give me this education, right? So you get the education, but then you say, okay, Lord, thanks for the education, but then give me the big house. And you get the big house, thanks for the big house, but let me get the big car. You know, and we don't tend to enjoy the moment that we're in. We're always looking for more, for more, for more. And I don't think it's so much that we complain. I think it's just sometimes we complain. You know, but we don't really take time to. It's true, we do. Sometimes I complain. I'll sit in a situation and I'm like, Lord, this is too much. Why I have to be me? And then, like, I always say, I don't know if I hear him or if it's me. It's like, why not you? He woke you up this morning. He put you in a position to where you can grow. You know, you are blessed to have family, friends who support you. What are you complaining about? And then I kind of snap out of it. But then the next day I complain again. So so I think, you know, realistically, you know, and I always have to have these self-talks like, okay, come on, next step. So, yeah.
You know, and like you, I wonder, too, if we put complaining on autopilot, you know, you got to wonder about that. Do we put complaining on autopilot as opposed to being grateful or thankful on autopilot? I mean, it's really interesting, because we do. I think there are more people that complain than there are who exercise gratefulness or thankfulness. Because, you know, you mentioned earlier that we're coming upon the holidays, and that in itself brings some a degree of stress, and people tend to be out there and they don't know how they're going to deal with this. You know, you have Black Friday coming up, and people want to get in these lines to get these super deals. And, you know it's serious when people are losing their lives over this crazy stuff out here, over like a chicken sandwich at, what's that place, whatever it's called. you know, a chicken sandwich. I heard somebody lost their life over that. And I mean, that's just, it's just ridiculous. So I can see where your services are needed, my services are needed, you know, where people are just, they just lose control. And so, you know, because we're constantly complaining, I think that if we were more grateful, even if we had to wait in a line, we would realize that, you know, patience, maybe patience is a virtue. You know, maybe it is a virtue. Maybe it is something that we need to consider, you know, in terms of not worrying about whether or not, you know, other stuff is going on or not. You know, so it's crazy out here. It really is. So tonight we're talking about, do you spend more time complaining than being grateful and thankful? Tell me, Ms. Cross, in your words, what are a couple of ways that we could show gratefulness or thankfulness, you know, as opposed to complaining?
Well, I want to say this. I actually, a few years ago, I was going through a very stressful time in my life, and I remember I read an article in Essence magazine, and it was talking about the author of the article was talking about she was kind of going through some things in her life where she was looking at the negative. And what she said was someone came to her and told her, I don't remember how the story goes in its entirety, but she created a gratitude journal. And
okay.
I don't know if you guys heard me before. I'm really big in writing. I'm really big in writing and journaling because I just feel like it definitely is a coping skill and it's a release. So what she would do is every day she would journal and just talk about the one thing that she found in her day that she was grateful for. She had something as simple as she took her son to the park and she wanted to buy him ice cream and the ice cream truck stopped at the park, you know? So the things that we take, and it just brought so much joy to her son. So the things that we even see as being so minute, you know, we look at it, we can find some type of joy in that or some type of reasoning to be grateful. So I had, at that time, it was so beneficial for me. I'm like, I really have to go back, channel back into that time because I started journaling. And I would pick one thing that I was grateful for. And when you go back and reflect on, you know, all the blessings that you have in your life, It will help to overshadow the more painful times in your life. So I really am big on journaling. If anyone is going through something that is so overwhelming, write. But don't just tend to write all the negative feelings. Find some things that you are actually blessed for. If it's your kids, if it's your job, if it's your you know, your relationship with God, which is a big thing that we kind of take for granted sometimes because we just assume that we're obligated to have it, which we are, but, you know, some people don't enjoy that. But I'm just like, you just little things the things that we take as so small actually aren't. So I think it's good to put things to pen to paper, reread it, and it just gives you a different insight sometimes of the things that we take for granted.
You know, I can't emphasize that enough of what you're saying about the journaling process because as a life coach and an author myself, I do strongly believe in the importance of having a journal to write your things down and especially particularly, and I thank you for sharing that story with us, particularly for things that you could be grateful for. I think that if you do that and then you reflect at the end of the week, and you look at seven things that you were grateful for the past week, and then you come up with some new stuff, I think that after about a month or two, you will find that your attitude will start to change. Don't you agree with that, Ms. Cross?
Oh, yeah, definitely true. Definitely true. Because
we
think will reflect in our actions.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely, because everything starts in the mind process, and then when you find that now you're thinking a different way. And then, of course, you'll start to realize that it becomes vitally important to cut out some of the negative behaviors in your mind, the associations that you make with a lot of these people. You'll start to realize that, hey, you know what? I don't want that negative energy around me anymore,
mm-hmm.
You know? You know, so you will start to change, and I think that becomes so important. I think that becomes so important. All right, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. You can press 1 on your dial tonight as we get ready to go into tonight's story. Tonight's topic is, do you spend more time complaining than being grateful and thankful? You know, so this is going to be very important tonight that we talk about this here, because people, for whatever reason, they just don't seem to get it. And, you know, there's so much out there to be grateful and thankful for. And unfortunately, the people don't seem to even want to do that. Ms. Cross, what do you think ways in which people can change their attitude immediately?
Take a pause. Sometimes when we're in a situation, your mind is racing, you're pacing, you just pause. Take a pause and kind of think about, is it really that serious? Because sometimes we make things so much bigger than they are. Sometimes they are big. You know, sometimes we go through things that are so big, so heavy, but sometimes it's not. And we make ourselves crazy. So it's like, just stop and think, like, is it that serious? And then after you pause, strategize. Take a moment to sit back and say, okay, let me strategize. What's my next move? Don't just jump. Like, we are very jumpy. Sometimes we get jumpy, and that is the wrong way, because you can never take it back. So it's like you stop.
I agree. I certainly agree with that. That's a lot. That is a lot. All right, we're going on Facebook Live, as a matter of fact. Right now we are on Facebook. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Once again, you can catch this show in its entirety 20 minutes after we broadcast. So we're doing this show by remote because we're traveling once again. We're back on that path again. So we're in a different studio this evening. So I just wanted to say for the holidays, it's nice to get out and be with family, friends, and still be able to do the show. And those of you all who are so dedicated to sending your comments, I can already see them coming into the studio now. We want to thank you, 10 years strong and growing. And tonight, of course, we launched the mini story series, and you still have an opportunity to get in. Simply send us a comment at drjwalker.com, and you can still be one of the first to make history by being in the top numbers that we launched with today. Tonight's characters are Jean, Henry, and Ingrid. Jean, Henry, and Ingrid. Now, this trio, an inseparable trio, who have been best friends since their elementary school years, they're now into their early 20s and remain close friends despite being annoying to so many other people. The friends outside of this trio often wonder what keeps this group together. They wonder about them. In a recent discovery, as told by one of their other friends, the secret to this trio's dynamics are they're all chronic complainers. They fit the old adage of birds of a feather. You know, we know what that says. Birds of a feather flock together. Or misery loves company. No matter what the storyline, a day does not go by without this trio finding more time to complain than ever exercising the thought of being grateful or thankful. Now, Henry, Ingrid, and Jean are all formally educated, and it doesn't even matter. And they're all in their respective fields, but refuse to let anything or anyone keep them from hanging out, especially over the weekends. Now, this is their most valuable opportunity to share information about what goes on at their jobs in terms of talking about the imperfect people around them who do not meet up to their standards. And that's the standards that they themselves set. Now, if you're not in the class of people who think like the trio, then you are considered to be an imperfect person, no matter who you are. Now, here are some of the common complaints they often share about people, places, things, and stuff. Number one, there's quite a few of them, so bear with me tonight. Number one, if they are late to an event as a group, let's say they're all going somewhere together, and they complain about why the event started at that particular time when they are the ones who are late. Can't get that one. They complain about the time their work hours start and end. That's their job. Okay, they constantly complain about everyday traffic. You know, on the road, they're calling, they must use the word idiot at least a dozen times each, all right? They complain about the traffic, everyday traffic. They complain about having to stop for a school bus to let the children onto the bus. That's interesting. You know, they wonder why they have to stop. And the kids are on the side getting on the bus. That's crazy. They complain about how other people drive, of course. They complain about why church services last so long. Now, I mean, there may be quite a few people that wonder about that one. Why do church services last so long? Depends on where you're going to church at, too. They complain about the grocery store closing because they did not make it in time to pick up perhaps one specific item because they waited for the last minute. They complain about the weather. They complain about people who don't dress like them. They complain about people who don't wear their hair a certain way. They complain about how people raise their children, in spite of the fact that none of them have children. And for the most part, they're not even involved in relationships. They complain about the cost of living, including what they pay for rent, food, clothing, and transportation, the basic necessities of life. They complain about how people walk, how they talk, how they look, how they act, or how they don't act. Of course, that's because they've set the standards. They complain about their coworkers, their bosses, their family members, and yes, even their other friends they complain about. Now, if you're around them for, if you're around any of them for a length, for any length of time, you will not hear them utter any words that may indicate they are grateful for anything, anything at all, even the breath of life within them. They even complain about why people celebrate Thanksgiving or Christmas. So they're complaining about this holiday today. They can't see the importance of wasting money for a one-day event like Christmas or Thanksgiving. So, Ms. Cross, we start out tonight, and I got to ask this question. Do you or someone you know fit in into any of the complaining categories shared by the trio?
Well, I couldn't really be around anyone that long who acts like that. Like, it would annoy me. Like, I have pet peeves, and I never really, like, I haven't written down my pet peeves, but I'm almost certain that's one of them. Because I have this thing where, like, when I was in school, there's a form of theory called solution-focused theory. And my thing is, okay, if we have a problem, let's solve it. And I know some things are not able to be solved overnight, but I cannot sit in front of someone who just complains and complains and complains. There's no way I would last with them. Like, I would be like, listen, so what are we going to do about it? Like, that would be, like, I could not. So I definitely am not like that. If I know someone that's like that, they do not act like that around me. Because I'm pretty straightforward, and I would be like, okay, so what's next? What's next? How are we going to fix it? Like, I get agitated. My level of patience, I'm still working on it. But I can't. I cannot be around someone who just complains. Like, you can have moments. We all have our moments where we have, you know, what are we going to do? And, you know, this is what's going wrong. But you can't live in the moment. I cannot be around people who live in misery. I'm happy that they found each other because everybody – some people find joy in misery, so they found joy in their misery with each other, but they could not be around me. Could not.
I mean, you can't see any of them making, like, being your best friend?
No. Like, the thing is, I'm sure there are some people who are like that, but they won't act like that around me. Like, you know, we all wear, like, they have, what is it, Shakespeare, that's like we all wear different faces and we're on different stages or something like that, he said. But it's true. Sometimes people behave a certain way around certain people and they don't behave that certain way around other people. So
right.
I'm sure there are people who behave like that, but just not around me because I'm the type where I'm gonna pull it in. Maybe a day will go by, but if you complain, after a while, I'm serious. I get agitated and I'm like, listen, okay, what are we going to do about it? Like, what's next? Like, so they won't behave like that, you know?
Right. But you do realize that you are one of those people, and I concur with you, but, so it makes us realize that you and I are are those people that they will more than likely talk about, because if we're not in the circle, then, so how do you feel about that? Does it bother you that they would,
When I was younger, and you know, we do care about what people have to say to an extent, but I remember I had a situation, which is true. I had a situation. I've learned lessons a little bit, which I thank God for, younger in life. I was probably in my 20s, and I remember I had a situation. I had, you know, speed up the story. I was out there, and I was, like, celebrating at a joyous event in my life, and the young ladies were, they seemed to have been happy for me. And I go and, you know, I go to the restroom, not realizing that the two of the young ladies were in the restroom. And I guess they didn't realize I walked in, and they were in there talking about me. And I remember I was on the phone with my cousin, and I was, like, listening to them. And I'm like, I realized they were talking about me. And I was hurt because in the midst of with everyone else, they're happy for me. Yet as soon as they get a minute to go away, they're talking about me. And I remember I got mad. And I said, I know they're not in here. You know, I was younger. I know they're not in here talking about me. And my cousin's on the phone. She was like, Mila. And, you know, of course they got quiet. Because they're in the stalls now. They didn't realize I walked in. And my cousin was like, Mila, let me tell you something. She said, if you don't have people talking about you, that means you're not relevant. And I said, wow. You know, that just changed my whole perspective. Because I knew that it was because they were jealous. And not even that I am, you know, nobody's perfect, nobody's on top of the world, but for whatever reason, they found a reason to be jealous of my happiness. And I said, you know what, who cares? Who cares? Talk. Let them talk. As long as you know you're living your life right, as long as you know God is pleased with you, who cares?
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to the phone lines, and let's see what this caller has to say. We're going to go to 305-769. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Who do we have with us, and welcome?
Happy Thanksgiving. This is Ms. Augustine.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for joining us. What do you think? I mean, what's going on with this complaining stuff?
Okay. When I was working, I'm retired now, when I was working, and I used to go to work every day, and I left my problems at home, so I went to work. And people used to always talk about me because they said, you always come to work so happy and so jolly, and I didn't let anything at work bother me. And I used to go be in the bathroom or whatever, and I hear people talking about me all the time. And then I would be sitting in a lounge or sitting wherever, and I hear them talking, and all they did is bicker and talk about other people to the point where I used to try to fix it. And I had to learn that situations I couldn't fix. So I stopped learning that there are toxic people, and I had to remove myself from toxic people. In the process of removing myself from toxic people, I met a woman that I'd never met. Well, I met her on the telephone. I never met her in person, only on the phone, never seen her. And we talk occasionally. And in talking with her, she's the most positive person I've ever met. And every now and then we speak. And by speaking to her, a lot of those toxic people in my life, I have let go.
Right.
And that, Ms. Cross, that positive person I speak to is your mother.
Wow.
Oh, my God, that is so sweet. Oh.
Yeah, very sweet.
I hope she's listening. Oh, Ms. Augustine. Mm. Oh, thank you for that. I hope she's listening.
Very sweet. Very sweet. You know, let's take a look at some of these things that they're complaining about, that trio, Gene, Henry, and Ingrid, that they're complaining about. Now, let's take a look at this here. You know, they're late to an event. They complain about why the event started. Let's say the event started at 7 o'clock. They get there at 7:30. And now they're complaining about why the event started at that time. Ms. Augustine, have you ever heard anybody complain about something like that? an event has a time that it could be a plane that you got to catch a plane at 7:03. And now as you're going, you find out that you missed the plane. And you're saying, well, why did the plane have to leave at 7:03? Why couldn't it leave at 8:03? What is wrong with people to do that?
Yes. I had a class I had to be to, and I got there early, and people got there 20, 30 minutes late, and they was wondering why the class started early.
Mm-hmm.
They got there late, you know. And you know what happened? I'm a listener. You know, people call me with all their toxic stuff, and I'm going to tell you what happened. It affects your health. You know, it really affects you. You know, you can't listen to all that toxic stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ms. Ross, let me bring you in and ask you pretty much the same question on those lines. The event started at 7. They get there at 7:30. Is it the event's fault that they're late? And why are you going to complain about that? You knew you had your ticket, and you had time to prepare, I would imagine. So why are they complaining?
Because they just like to complain. Because rationally, if your ticket has a time on it, you know that they're going to start when it says it's going to start. What would be your rationale for complaining about you being late? There is no rationale. No logic.
All right. You know, if you're just joining us, tonight's topic is, do you spend more time complaining than being grateful or thankful? Do you spend more time complaining as opposed to being thankful or grateful? Something else that this trio complained about, they complained about the time that their work hour started. I mean, if you don't, my thought on that is if you can't fit into the hours of the job, then perhaps
mm-hmm.
you need to change jobs or go work for yourself. What do you
think,
Ms. Ross?
I agree. You know, it's funny. A few months ago, one of my superiors at work, he was sharing a story, and he said something. You know, at certain times, people say things that become so profound in your life. And he was like, you know, and he kind of chuckled. He goes, you know, because sometimes we create our own luck. We have to create our own luck. And
okay.
I sat there, and I was like, wow, that is a very true statement. Because, like you said, if you don't like a situation, change it. You know,
right.
If you don't like the way the times the hours start, find another job that works for the hours that you're looking for or start your own business. You know, certain things that, you know, to just sit there and complain and not make any type of change is, you know, to me it's like I said, we can have our moment, but to continuously stay in that moment and just complain and make no change, there's a problem.
Miss Augustine, you know, they also complain about everyday traffic. I mean, the way around that is work from home. Miss Augustine, what are your thoughts?
I drive with my son. I'm visually challenged, so my son does the driving.
Okay.
And when he's driving, he complains about the why they going this way, why they going that way, why they in my way, move out my way. And I just look at him and I'm like, why are you complaining? My God, you could drive.
Okay.
You could see to drive. Why complain? You know, that's my point. You know, he could see to drive where I wish I could see to drive.
Ms. Cross, have you ever said out there, and I know I have, I've called people idiots on the road. Not loud enough that they can hear me, but am I the only one guilty of that?
No, especially if I have the kids in the car and I'm about to get an accident because of someone else's mistake. Yes.
Give us your version of the stuff.
I'm guilty.
Of what you say when the driver gets on your nerves. And remember, you're live on the air, but give us your kind version of it.
Oh my gosh, what are you doing? Something like that.
All right, I got you. Okay, this trio also complained about having to stop for a school bus. Now, this is important. I mean, that's the law. Stop for a school bus to let children on the bus but they can't see it because the kids are on the side where the school bus is going to let them in. But the school bus has its sign out. So why would anybody complain about that? These are children that could run out into the road or anything.
They're just, you know what hit me when you were saying that? They're selfish. These are selfish individuals. You know, if we look at their lives, they're not in relationships. They don't have any children. They find comfort in people who are like-minded who complain. These are selfish people who don't want to, who wants to live in their own reality. You know, they want people to accommodate and appease them. They want, it's pretty much their world, and they don't care who else doesn't agree with it. These are just selfish individuals. So it's good when that they have each other and they're on that side of the fence, you know?
Right, of course. Of course. I mean, here it is, Ms. Augustine, they complain about, and we talked about this, they talk about how other people drive. I mean, come on. I mean, what makes them the perfect drivers?
Themselves. Because people think they own the road, and they have the right to go do what they want to do. You know,
right.
And they don't care about what anybody else doing, just themselves, and they want to go. They want to get to point A or point B, and don't care if they have to drive on top of them to get there.
Okay.
Everybody's in a hurry, and it's all their life and their life only that they care about.
That, and you're so right about that. That's so unfortunate. So that makes us fit into that class of being selfish, as Ms. Cross said. Ms. Cross, I'm very guilty of this next one. I admit it right now, and I say it. And I'm just wondering if I'm alone, because they complain about the church services being so long. So I'm very guilty of that. Am I alone, or is there a choir out here with me?
Well, I used to go to a Baptist church, and I remember the service started at about 11, 10:30, 11, and ended at 3. So, sometimes 3 o'clock. And not out loud, but, you know, a little bit in my head.
Okay.
I found the answer to that.
What's that?
You go to the early morning service. Early morning service, always call on time, start on time, and always finish on time, because they have to have Sunday school.
You see? That's true.
All right. Let's take another one here. They complain about the grocery store closing because, you know, because they forgot to pick up one item. Ms. Paul, let me start with you. And let me ask this question. Have you needed something and you realize it's maybe 10 minutes before the store closes, or your kid has told you they need this item for school tomorrow, and all of a sudden now you realize, you know, the store is about 5 minutes away, but you got to get throw on something real quick to run out of the house, and you don't want to just look any kind of way, and now you're racing to get to the store, and you get there and the store closed. And so how do you feel about that? Are you begging to try to let you in?
Okay. I can put myself in that situation. I'm an early bird. You know, I'm always an hour early, 30 minutes early. So I've never put myself in a situation where I'm late for anything.
Oh, good. All right, Ms. Cross, let's go over to you. I mean, this has certainly happened to me on more than one occasion. I'm guilty of that one as well, but, you know, I do find myself knocking on the window and asking them, can you let me in? I just need to get one item. Ms. Cross, am I alone?
No, I've done that. I have done that. And then I turn, and when I get home, especially if it's with the kids, we have a whole lecture going about procrastination and giving me things on time. So, yeah, I can relate.
Okay. All right. Let's take a look at another one of these that they have. They complain about the weather. I mean, really. And they may live in Florida. Now, can you really complain about the weather in Florida?
No.
No. when you don't have any control, like, you just go, you know, you put on an extra jacket or take the jacket off. What do you, you know? Who are you going to complain to?
If you're in that cold climate, you can elect to stay inside.
Exactly,
you know,
that's true.
It comes down to the choices and decisions that we make.
Mm-hmm.
If there's going to be a decision to go, like if they're talking about the church service, and like Ms. Augustine said, they can go to the early morning service. If they're going to complain about the traffic, then don't drive. You know, take an Uber or Lyft. You know, I mean, there are always ways around this, and it comes down to our decisions and our choices that we make. We talk about the grocery store. Okay, don't go out there and get it. If you're missing that one item, just do without it. Wait for the next morning. I mean, unless it's an absolute emergency, but what can you do anyway if the store is closed? You know, they also complain about the weather. They complain about people who don't dress like them. Now, why is that their concern?
I had that problem.
I had that problem.
I love to wear dresses. I'm a dress person. And I was in church one day, and I was asked, how come I don't wear suits? And I'm a smaller frame woman, and I look better in a dress than I do in a suit. And I don't like a lot of clothes on. So me being stupid, I went and bought suits. And guess what? I didn't wear them.
Wow.
So,
really? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't wear them.
You didn't wear it. All right, we're going to go phone lines once again. We did have someone press 1. You can press 1 to come in, and we will entertain your question or thought. If you want to get into the studio, this will be a good time now. 786-319, are you there?
Yes. Hello. Good night on to Walker. And Ms. Cross and Ms. Augustine. This is Sister Marjorie. Hi, and I'm calling to say happy Thanksgiving to you all.
I just wanted to join the show.
And I want to say thank you to Miss Augustine for all the nice things. She's a beautiful person, and all the nice things she said about me. I really appreciate that, and everything is the same for her. So I'm enjoying the show, and I just want to, you know, say, okay, I'm say about my business and give my number.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Sister Marjorie. Okay, the business that I do is the National Motor Club, and the number to call me if you want to find out more is similar to AAA, but we have a lot more benefits, roadside assistance, everything. My number is 786-319-7223. And they could call me, and I'll tell them more about the business. And if anybody is interested in becoming a nurse or a CNA or a CPR, I teach all of that also. Thank you, Dr.
Walker. You're welcome. We certainly do appreciate that and your services as well. Now, while you're here, Sister Marjorie, let me ask you, are you one of those people that spend more time complaining as opposed to being grateful? And how do you know that you're not one of those?
No, I don't like to complain a lot. You know, like, I'll talk about things, but sometimes I said, if you complain, who listens? You know? So you keep complaining. So it doesn't say if you could do something about it, why complain? You know, just try to make it better and don't just complain. Some people are like that, though. They just like to complain. I think that's just it. They just like to complain about anything and everything. Instead of giving God thanks for everything that he has done for us.
I think that is absolutely brilliant. All right, let's go to some of the comments that have come into the studio. We only have about 12 minutes before we start to close up tonight. And let's take a look at some of we're going to ask you to stay with us. Sister Margie, stay with us, and let's take a look at some of the comments. Ms. Cross, we'll take the first comment that's coming in. Says this male, he writes in, he says, in reference to, do you spend more time complaining than being grateful? That's all I basically hear all day at work. And then hear it when I get home with my wife. For some reason, it appears people enjoy more of their time complaining than actually enjoying their lives. I think life is an awesome gift. Ms. Frost, he not only hears it at work, but he hears it when he comes home to his wife. I hope his wife is listening. But go ahead. What are your thoughts on that?
Me neither, but poor guy, poor guy. Because, you know, it sounds like he's a pretty optimistic person, and to be around all of that negative energy, it'll take a toll on you. It kind of starts, it becomes draining or feels draining. So, you know, I can understand. I would definitely encourage him to kind of maybe stay away from those individuals at work. And when he goes home, this is his wife. You should be able to communicate enough to say, you know, maybe sit down with her and give her the my speech, like, okay, what's next? Like, what's going to be our solution to these problems? If you don't like this job, let's start looking for another one. If you don't like how these kids are behaving, let's put some law and order in the house. You know, whatever it is, help her to find a solution.
But, you know, Ms. Cross, I've done therapy for a number of years, and there are times mm-hmm. when people aren't really looking for an immediate solution. Rather, mm-hmm. they want you to sit there, no matter how long it takes, for you to listen to them until they get it all out. It's almost as if they're so filled with, like, food. You're just full. But yet you're trying to take them more in, and then you don't even give this a chance to really digest. And you're sitting there, it's almost like, well, okay, now you're the lucky party that's got to sit here and wait for me to get this until it all digests out, right? And so that can be, and those are selfish people. They don't realize what they're doing to you. So,
and you know, I encourage people to release, because sometimes you're comfortable with releasing around certain people, and it's okay to release. So I feel it's definitely okay to have moments. It's just the continuousness of it. Like, every day it's the story, you know, the same story. And,
right.
you know, that time after time, it's the same type of outcome. No. Like, now that we've gone through this 10 times, let's not make it 11. Like, let's find a reason or a way to solve this problem. Like, I'll share a little bit. I know we don't have that much time, but I wanted to share a situation. And Dr. Walker, since we talked a few days ago, just to share. And I was a little frustrated about, because I have to write a proposal, right? And I've never written a proposal before. Mm-hmm. And I'm here, I'm like pulling my hair out, and I'm a bit frustrated. And I said, you know what? I said, and it needs to be due by next Friday. I'm like, what am I going to do? And I said, you know what? I went, had a little moment. Slept on it. I said, all I can do is research. Went online, did some research, and I started to reflect back on some information that I had for the business in the first place. And the funniest thing, God was kind of laughing after me. I had already did everything that was asked for. I just needed to critique. I just needed to tweak it. So I sat here and I was just like, you know, we stress about things when there's always some form of a solution. Look at that. A day or two later, matter of fact, a day later, it's already pretty much 90% done. You know, so that was my reflective moment this weekend.
Okay, well, awesome. Thank you for sharing that. I'm glad that it worked out for you. You know, I'm thinking here also when we were talking about you spend more time complaining. It's interesting. We need to look into that, how we spend our time complaining. Sister Margie, let's give you this next one here. This female, she writes in, she says, She just disconnected from my childhood friend of 17 years because she is a chronic complainer. I just cannot take it anymore, she says. If this is who you are around all the time, then you too should change company. Sister Margie,
yeah.
I mean, it's along the lines of what you're saying. You know, change company. Why?
Yeah.
Because when people just keep complaining, it gets so, you know, as you said, it gets so toxic, and, you know, you don't really want things like that in your life, because I usually like to hang around with positive people. You know, when people are negative and they keep complaining about their problems, it's like, you get all taken up in there, and it makes you feel very sad, and you get taken up into their problems. And everybody has problems of their own, you know, so it's really I remember going to school, just to share something with you, and I was going to school in New York, and they said a younger psychologist said to an older psychologist, how do you manage after all these years listening to all these people complain? And the older one said to the younger one, who listens? You know? So in other words, you know, they're talking to people, but who listens? Because you hear so much complaints, and it's just so, you know, annoying and frustrating and everything. And then you have your own problem too, but you just don't complain as much. You know, so just complaining. I don't like that when people just keep complaining. You know, we have to find a solution to it and don't just complain.
I agree with you, and I think that is beautifully said and done. Thank you for sharing on that.
You're welcome.
Ms. Augustine, let's take a look at this one here. This Mel, he says, here's a simple test for you. I like this one here. Ms. Cross, we're going to ask you to chime in on this one as well. He says, here's a simple test for you. Today is Thanksgiving. He says, but watch, after the dinner and celebration, take stock tomorrow on how many people will complain about anything as opposed to being grateful. He says, check it out. Now, Ms. Augustine, let's start with you. He says, take stock of this. Today is Thanksgiving. Tomorrow, watch how many people will complain after celebrating what's supposed to be a day of change. How true is that, Ms. Augustine?
That is true. They're going to complain about, well, it's already started. Oh, you know, the turkey was kind of dry, you know.
Oh.
Oh, this didn't taste so good, you know. Oh, it was too many people. Yes, it's already started for me, you know. But what I do is I kind of listen a little bit, but I since Ms. Cross came in my life, I have learned to, the toxic people in my life, I have blocked their numbers. And when things get a little bit too much for me, I call Ms. Cross. And then she tells me all these jokes and things that makes me laugh. And laughter is healing. And when you can find someone that can make you laugh and you laugh, you forget about all that toxic stuff you hear. I don't hold on to toxic stuff anymore.
Mm-hmm. That is beautiful. Ms. Cross, I'm so glad to hear that your work ethics out there are spreading across, even on our radio broadcast. Ms. Cross, now I want you to chime in. Yeah, go ahead, Ms. Cross.
No, I was going to say that she's talking about my mother. I'm listening to her. I'm listening to Ms. Augustine, and I'm like, wow. I'm realizing that a lot of my positivity has come from her. And that's crazy how that's hitting me now.
What she just said just now, she had it with me a long time ago, many times.
Yeah. It's so funny because, and the whole thing is, you do become a product of your environment. And I remember growing up, it's always been, I cannot remember her really complaining. My mom has just four kids. She, now that I'm doing this role as a parent, I'm like pulling my hair out, but I've never seen her under pressure. It's so funny. So now that we're having this show, I get a chance to look at being grateful, right? Because it has always been, my environment has always been pretty much positive and motivating. You know, the things that I think I couldn't do, I was always told to at least try. You know, I was always told, of course you can. So it's funny how we need to kind of be, take a pause and appreciate,
Absolutely. We're almost out of time, you all. We are 5 minutes outside of time. Ms. Cross, I did want you to chime in just briefly, 15 seconds or less, on this simple test that the guy says. He says, the celebration after Thanksgiving, watch the number of people that start complaining tomorrow. And we heard Ms. Augustine said that it's already started. People complaining about the food that they eat. What are your thoughts on that? Just quickly, please.
I'm so sure. I'm sure if we pull up Facebook, we're going to see all kind of crazy pictures and complaints. It's so sad. But I think it's a part of it is, I don't want to say human nature, but a little bit of it is probably. Especially for those who haven't really did a lot of self-reflecting as of yet, I think it's definitely a part of their human nature.
Right. Go ahead. Okay, I think so too. All right, let's take a look then. Let's go on to the next one here. Ms. Cross, take here, this female, she writes in, she says, Here's what I've done to change myself from being around chronic complainers. I find an excuse to cut the conversation short, even if it's a phone call. After a while, they somehow catch on that I don't want to hear their complaints. I'm just saying. So I like that. You know, you find an excuse to get from around them. Your thoughts on that?
No, I actually like that, too. I think it's pretty healthy because it's not as bold as I shared that I am sometimes, but I think it's very subtle, and I think it's very appropriate, you know, because after a while, people will, even though it will kind of force them to change the way they behave around you, because they're not going to want you to leave. They're not going to want you to hang up the phone. So now they know they have to shift the conversation.
Oh. Right.
But it's only temporarily.
Right.
Exactly.
They'll
come back at you.
I certainly agree with that. Let's take a look at, we're only going to be able to do maybe a couple of more. Let's take a look at that and see what it says here. Let's take a look at this next. This is a slightly, we're reading some more in the background.
Happy
okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have this other one. Let me All right. Now, here's another one. Miss Margie, let's give you this to the studio. All right. There we go. All right. Sister Margie, are you there? All right, Miss Augustine.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, Ms. Augustine, this next one's for you then. This next one's for you. Let's take a look at that comment that came into the studio. This party says, I think people basically complain a lot because they have an audience. People don't enable them. She's suggesting that people should not enable them. Do you think it's true that people complain because they have an audience?
Yes.
Okay.
They have a lot to say. And they need to have someone listen. And when you constantly listen, you become a garbage can.
Okay,
and
I like that.
And as long as you allow them to dump, they will dump.
Okay, all right. I like that, becoming the garbage can. Ms. Cross, wow, how do you like that term? I mean, she says as long as you listen, you become their garbage can. What about, though, let me just ask you, I want to go back and revisit something. What about when, let's say you've broken up from a relationship and someone needs to talk to you. Wouldn't you all find this to be that's slightly different? Because they may, or is it? But watch this now. They may hound on you for 5 years when they're talking about their ex. Ms. Cross, I mean, how do you deal with that? I mean, it's like, this is your best friend. She's coming to you and saying, you know, you stopped me 5 years ago. And they're still telling you, you've heard this story at least 147 times. And so, now, this is your good friend, not your best friend. So,
you know, it's funny because that is exactly what happened to one of my best friends. He actually went through a very messy divorce. And, you know, I was sure his name. But it was very hard for him. And we actually, I feel like we went through the divorce together, which we did. And we would have conversations and we would have moments and we will, you know, have therapeutic, like we would have sessions and we would cry. We went to exercising. And then after a while, I remember one day he called me and I was like, you know what? That's it. We're done with that. We're not talking about her anymore. I like went into this whole tizzy and he had to pause and he's like, okay. And it's not that the pain went away, but we had went through, we kind of exhausted every channel of healing and every channel of pooping and every channel of, and it was just like, I was like, that's not fair to you because she's moved on with her life. She had already moved into a whole other relationship and we'll keep talking about this crazy girl. So I was like, we're done with her. And it felt so, I know for him, he thanked me because it was like, you know what, Mila, I was staying in this moment, and he wasn't able to grow. He wasn't growing.
Yeah. We're going to have an upcoming show on that, as a matter of fact, how to get past that moment. We got one more comment. Oh, we were down to 30 maybe 40 seconds before we end the show. Ms. Carter, I got to give you this one here. He said, she says, I used to be one who complained a lot until I realized I was only doing myself a disservice. It changed my personality. She says, I changed my personality in a negative way. I did not like myself after a while seeing who I had become. So, in other words, they were complaining a lot, and then they turned into one of those people who was negative, and then they didn't like themselves. So what are your thoughts on that for that person?
Well, it's very true. A lot of times what we do is these emotions, we start turning them inward. And what happens is it kind of forces us to look at who we are. And some of us are blessed enough to say, you know what, are able to look in the mirror and see that they don't like that person and they make a change. Because it starts seeping inside. You can't give off all this negative energy and it doesn't affect you. So I'm glad that she was able to make a change.
Absolutely. Okay, on that note, we're clearly out of time. I want to thank you all once again for taking time out on your Valentine's Day. I'm sorry, Valentine. Thanksgiving time and actually being able to take that time out and be with us on the air. And I want to say that I wish you all the best and Dr. Lester, please join us back here tomorrow night for your halftime inspiration program. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, join us back here live next Thursday for the Dr. Kisswell Show. And remember, you still have time. Send me an email or text me if you want to be a part of this magnificent impact that we launch our publication out tonight. Until tomorrow or until next Thursday, I see my listening audience around the world. Good night. God bless. And thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night,
everyone. God bless you all. Have a good night. Thank you. Beautiful show.
Thank you, beautiful lady.
Thank you. Beautiful.